A Bible translation ministry gears up for a China distribution, while another agency avoids a potential malaria threat in Papua New Guinea. And a backpacker's magazine helps spread the gospel in Israel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 36 people arrested in a raid on an unregistered underground Bible school in China have been released. The 10,000 copies of illegal Christian literature weren't returned, though. The crackdown on unregistered churches isn't preventing World Bible Translation Center from Chinese Bible distribution. World Bible's Gary Bishop says there are 100 million Christians in China. While the country's printing Bibles, the need is still great.
If you go back and look at all the Bibles that have been printed both inside China, smuggled into China, and distributed in any form, the very best estimates are that maybe 60 million people could have, at some point in time, had a Bible.
$1.2 million is needed to help them distribute 300,000 easy-to-read Bibles. Bishop says the best results could be in the autonomous regions of China.
Those are zones that are part of the People's Republic of China, but they are locally governed. Because of that, there is an openness and a more liberal approach to what we're able to do.
Meanwhile, the river that flows through Ukarumpa, Papua New Guinea, has migrated closer to the housing used by the National Bible Translators at their Ukarumpa Translation Center. During the rainy season, the area is a breeding ground for malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith.
We're in the process right now of helping to move that housing and also upgrade it so that the National Translation teams will have a suitable place to live and protection from malaria, which can be a real setback to Bible translation.
Smith says the region has an incredibly diverse linguistic landscape with over 300 languages that haven't been processed yet.
Pray that God will raise up workers as part of the Bible translation team. Not only includes construction workers for the project like this one, but it also includes workers with pretty much any kind of professional, vocational skill, or even avocational skills that can be used.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In times of natural disasters, human catastrophe, and other emergencies, people tend to throw money, aid, and assistance at the problem. That's not what Medical Ambassadors International is doing. President of Medical Ambassadors Bob Paul says that makes people dependent. Paul says community health evangelism is the way to go.
We send in a very small team of two or three people who build a long-term relationship and begin to work with the people in that village to come up with solutions to problems on their own.
Paul says CHE workers share their faith along the way, which can take some time.
So that what you also get are not people who may make a short-term decision for Christ because they think that they have to do that to get something. But instead you get a discipleship process that allows people to develop a meaningful and lasting relationship with the Lord.
Volunteers and full-time financial supporters are needed. We turn next to the Commonwealth of Independent States. For security reasons, we can't describe the specific locations, but we can describe the activity. A Slavic Gospel Association church planter continues to organize new groups throughout his community. He's now praying for a neighboring town of 12,000 people where they hope to plant a church in the next 2 years. Two existing churches with 73 members will take care of the new church. And Operation Mobilization is using a 12-page, full-color, glossy backpackers magazine to reach out to Israeli young people. 7,000 copies of Not By Chance will hit the streets this month. It's an alternative magazine that talks about how to be an Israeli who believes in Yeshua and lives a different life. The magazine is given out by the team, by local believers, and distributed at New Age festivals. It's also an evangelistic tool for those who meet Israelis in India, Thailand, and the USA. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Parables of the Vineyard by Pamela Reeve. Drawn from John 15, she reveals the secret to peace in the midst of change and sorrow as God lovingly prunes us to bear the fruit of Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.